My name's Kelly Hansen. I'm 10, and I just cut my hair for the Wick Library for Kids That Have Cancer. My friend Zoe inspired me, and I because she did it, and I thought it was going to be a great idea if I did it.
And did you raise money as well?
Yeah, my goal was $1,000, but I raised $2,569.
And how long was your hair?
Up to my bum.
And how long is it now?
Up to my shoulders.
And how do you feel about cutting all that beautiful long hair off?
I feel free. And I feel happy for the kids that have cancer because they can have some hair now.
When you say that your friends Zoe inspired you, tell me a little bit about how that came up for in conversation for Zoe as well and for you too.
Well, I'm pretty sure she just woke up one day and thought, oh, that's a good idea. I might do that. And then she told me, I'm like, oh, yeah, that is a great idea. So I had to grow my hair longer, and then I chopped it on Friday.
And how long did it take you to grow your hair that long?
3 years.
3 years?
Yep.
So when did you decide to donate it to the Wick Library?
Oh, yeah, beginning of this year.
When you were sitting in the hairdresser's chair, what was that like? Can you describe that feeling for me?
I felt happy, and I'm just about to make somebody's day.
Do you now know what the process is with the hair?
Sort of.
Can you explain it?
When they chop it off, they have to plait it, and then we have to post it to Melbourne or Sydney.
When you say you raised over $2,500, where will that money go?
It will go to the kids that have cancer to help them make the wigs for the kids.
Wonderful. And what have people been saying to you?
That's a great idea, and I think you'll make somebody stay with your hair.
My name's Marissa Hansen, and I'm Keely's mum.
And what did you think when Keely came up to you and said, this is what I want to do, I want to chop off all my beautiful, thick, lovely hair and donate it to kids, to the Wig Library?
I was very proud. Yeah, so when she told me that, I got onto the internet and did some research and found out that the minimum that you could donate was 14 inches. So at the time, I think Keely's hair was about 11 inches at the beginning of the year, so we'd been growing that out for the rest of this year. And so we decided also that to donate it at the end of the year because she still needed to put her hair in a bun for ballet. So, yeah, and we ended up chopping off 15 inches on Friday, so I think 14 was 35 and a half, so maybe just under 40 centimetres.
That's a lot of hair.
It is a lot of hair.
You said that you were very proud of Keely, but was there a moment of sort of shaky anticipation when she was sitting in the hairdresser's chair?
Yes, I cried. she's made me very proud.
So what were those tears of?
Bit of joy and a little bit of sadness because probably still some baby hair attached to that. So, yeah.
Have you had a haircut before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she cut it probably 5 or 6 inches off 3 years ago, and that was quite short, just below her shoulders, but that's the shortest she's ever gone, but until now, yeah.
Do you know if the hair will be used for just one wig or will it be used for a number of different wigs?
From what I can gather, they may combine it with other hair. You know, they try and match similar thickness and colour and length and stuff. So, yeah, I'm not sure whether it'll just be for one wig.
Like one long wig or like a little bob wig.
Yeah, sure. Do you know if the hair gets treated?
No. So one of the things when you donate the hair, it can't be coloured, can't have chemicals, it's natural. So they just want the natural colour, whether it's blonde or grey or black. Yeah, so no chemicals, no colours.
Will you be able to track the hair once it's been made into a wig?
I'm not actually sure. That's a good question. A few people asked, you know, and that's something I'm going to contact them about, is whether we can get a photo of what the wig looks like when it's done.